Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. I am your girl, Pebbles, a little under the weather tonight, but we're going to get through this show anyway. Poetic, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm sorry to hear you under the weather. I hate to put you under such stress. I really appreciate how you're going hard for the team, man. I'm sorry to hear that you're under the weather. Tonight we got a plethora of guests coming in tonight. And before we get started, I'm gonna bring in Sean Deckel. Sean, how you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Sean, could you do the due diligence of our prayer for us tonight, because Pebbles a little under the weather. And
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, Pebbles. Hey, Al, do me a favor, because I got to go get the other two guests to call in.
Okay.
And they're texting me now, so I'm going to be off the other side and start the thing. Yeah, so call me, just make sure you holler loud so I can get back on.
I'll go ahead and do that. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give the Lord. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take to practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion. For it is our only hope and protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Lord, we also ask that you cover everybody, every person who's listening to this. A special prayer for our host tonight, Pebbles. She said she's under the weather. Special prayer for Lady Di. Had a stressful evening this evening. So, Lord, we ask that you cover the show and make pray that we all have a good time here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, is Lady Di on the line with us yet?
If our guest is present, I do need you to raise your hand by pressing the number one. Please press the number one, and we will open up your line and make sure that you are recognized.
In the meantime, Poetic, why don't you let us know what we're going to be discussing tonight?
Sure. Tonight, we're speaking on... we're going to be speaking, is street team marketing still an effective tool to sell music? Flyers, as you know, posters have always traditionally been a way of street team marketing and getting the word out about music. Today we want to know, is it still prevalent as in the past, as it was in the past, in the present, and going into the future? How continue using it, or will it fade away? That's what our topic is tonight, and we got someone tonight who's going to help support the program. As you take over now, I'm going to the lines to check in. I'll give you two claps up, and I'll let you know that I'm back on with you, okay? You now have the floor.
All right, so this is going to be a very interesting show. Is street team marketing still an effective marketing tool? If you are near a computer, we would love to have you join us in our chat room. The way that you can do that is visit www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. And if at any point you'd like to call in and join us, what is sure to be lively discussion about this topic, you can dial it at 213-559-2995. Excuse me, I'm sorry. All right. So, listen, we do have some exciting guests on deck for the evening. Can't wait to hear what they have to say about the topic. Has anybody joined us yet, Poetic? Okay, he's still checking. All right, well.
Hey, Pebbles. Hey, Pebbles, this is Sean. I'm back on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Also in that topic is not just promoting, is it, you know, still viable for music, but for any events, any type of entertainment events, you know, concerts, whatever, because they also stretch out to street promotions for, you know, concerts, plays, and the question is it still a useful form of promotion, you know, outside of the social network realm? So that's
okay,
more of a question, just to broaden it a little bit.
While we're waiting on our guest to join us, why don't you give us your opening thoughts on the subject?
Well, when I was given the topic today or yesterday, it was interesting to know to note that we were in the midst of promoting the tenderness campaign, and what we have is and everybody is focused on the social network because that's the age we're in now. Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, what all those you know, internet social mediums that we go through, but we feel to realize that, you know, there are people who, I mean, believe it or not, who do not get on those, you know, vices to get their information for shows and for other things. There are people who still, you know, look for the flyer or the poster or the, you know, or even an email. Going that way, even if you put, you know, post flyers via email, is a good way of marketing. And you can't miss out, you know, as artists, as promoters, as entertainment, on those one or two or 200 people that you might can gather emails from to collectively get, you know, a number of people involved in whatever your event or your project might be. So, you know, I kind of, you know, want to warn people not to forget about, you know, the paper chase of flyers and everything else. Plus, it keeps people working, it keeps people moving, and it keeps people somewhat in shape when they're walking around, not sitting at a computer all day just tweeting.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Poetic, has anybody else joined us yet?
Absolutely. We have Keisha, Miss Boston Lady. She's on the line. And then we have E. Walter Smith also has joined us on the line.
All right, welcome. Keisha, Boss Lady, where would you prefer we call you, Keisha or Boss Lady?
It's Miss Boss Lady.
Boss Lady, okay. All right, good evening. Welcome to the show. If you could just give our listeners, tell them where you're calling from, a little bit about yourself, and then give us your opening thoughts on tonight's topic, which is street team marketing still an effective tool?
Okay, I'm Miss Boss Lady. I live in Atlanta. I'm a promoter. I have an online radio show with Blog Talk, also with Russell Hard Radio. We air every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have different subjects and topics also. Now, as far as street team marketing, I think it is still effective because I still use it. I use street team online as well as email blasting. But it's always a way that you go about doing things. Like, you know, some people just hand out flyers. They probably do it like when they're at the club or whatever, but it's just always a way that you do it. It's always a secret to everything, but it is very effective.
All right. Thank you. E. Walker Smith, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well. Always a pleasure to be here. Again, just want to give a quick shout-out to all those that are participating in the Tenderness Campaign's compilation project. The Tenderness Campaign is a domestic violence awareness campaign that make sure that anybody that is currently being victimized and for that are now survivors from domestic violence and abuse have a place to go for support in an effort to make the world a little bit better. The Tenderness Campaign was I guess, founded about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's been doing some great things in the community, not only locally, but also nationally. And then I'm even finding that we're touching hearts and souls internationally. And like I said, I've been blessed to be able to pull together a compilation project to create more awareness about domestic violence and abuse in all genres, all around the world, from dance in Japan to rock and roll and punk in Alaska and in Texas. So, you know, I'm just glad to be on this call again, because I'm learning daily that Hip Hop National Radio is great. Venue to launch a project and to get support for a project, and I'm just glad that that everybody involved in the with this particular program is involved and continues to kind of spread the word, you know, for us and for the Tenderness campaign. So that's me. Thanks so much for that. Then in reference to the topic of the day, is street marketing still effective? Absolutely. When you remember just one simple point, that street marketing forces the human touch. That particular benefit of that kind of marketing campaign can never be touched, can never be even compared to any email, any fax, any tweet, any text. The human touch still is what makes the world a difference for any and everybody. And when it's done in a way that is inspirational or motivational, where, you know, there's a value add brought to somebody's day because somebody actually invited them to do something face to face with a warm hand and a bright smile, that's the most effective, you know, kind of marketing that's in the that's ever been created and will ever be created. So it might be expensive, it might be time consuming, it might be all the other kind of elements that, you know, are required to make it happen. But at the end of the day, you know, the kind of support and the kind of longevity that you'll get from that brief moment in time is something that the other, you know, technology just can't even compare to. And tomorrow is Atlanta Hip Hop Day down Winter Park, and we're going to have a presence there. So make sure you come down and check us out. Again, it's the Tenderness Campaign. Our website is alittletenderness.com, alittletenderness.com. We got a special promotion that we're going to be launching probably even as soon as tomorrow at this function, where we'll be giving away a free ebook that kind of gives a lot more detail as to how to recognize domestic violence and abuse and how to turn it around if it's in your within your reach. So. Again, that's me, Walter Smith, Tenderness Campaign, alittletenderness.com, and do as much street marketing as you possibly can. That's where you really make a difference.
All right. Well, thank you for your opening remarks. We appreciate that. If you are just tuning in, tonight's topic is street team marketing still an effective tool? And it looks like we're going to have some great insight tonight on this topic. If you'd like to join in the fun, the number to reach us at is 213-559-2995. If you'd like to join us in our chat room, the way you can get connected with us is www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. I want to also take this opportunity to let our listeners out there know, and any aspiring artists out there know, who are considering submitting any of their music to Hip Hop National Radio. We have what's called our On Request program, where you get your family, friends, supporters, followers, everybody to call in, email us, Facebook, and request your song that you have submitted to us. And that's how you get airplay during our conference call. So at this time, if you are listening to our show and there's a song that you know has been submitted to our station that you would like to request, I would ask you to press 1 now so that raises your hand and Poetic will go to the line and take your request for any songs who are participating in our all-request program. Thank you very much. All right. So let's get into first, before I do that, Poetic, have any other of our guests arrived, or has Lady Di joined us yet?
Not as of yet, Pebbles. I'm sorry. It didn't. They have not yet. So I'm calling around to see what's going on. Okay.
Okay. No problem. All right. So I'm gonna give my opening thoughts. My opening thoughts on the topic. You know, at first, my initial thought when I became aware of the topic was, no, I don't think street team marketing is an effective tool, because I think of my personal usage of Facebook and Twitter and things like that, and I know when I come, if I'm downtown and I come out of a restaurant, you know, during the prime time, a Friday or a Saturday night, or if I happen to be out at an event somewhere and I come back with a flyer on my car, I'm actually irritated because I'm like, what is this on my car, you know, and I don't want to be rude and litter and throw somebody's stuff on the ground, but a lot of times it's, you know, something that I'm really honestly may not be interested in. So for me personally, of coming out to a flyer on my windshield, or if I'm leaving a play, like I just went and seen David E. Tower's play that came through Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and as we were walking out, I think I got handed a flyer for a New Year's Eve party, and I'm like, it's October. You know, like, I'm not even thinking about New Year's yet. And, you know, like I said, you don't want to be rude and tell a person no, and you don't want to throw their flyer away or on the ground, because that's littering and stuff. But for me, I just know that the best ways to connect with me would be, you know, Facebook, or really an email, a direct email, Facebook, even Twitter, you know, on some capacities. But I think it's good for anybody in the industry to keep in mind that their audience is diverse. And, you know, as Sean pointed out earlier, you know, there are some folks out there that don't have Facebook pages and don't have Twitter timelines and, you know, the like out there, and they really need that old-fashioned in-person interaction to, you know, maybe get the word out about a potential event. So I just think probably to maximize what you see at your event, you know, it's a good idea to keep folks in mind who are going to want to, you know, get that hand-to-hand contact. It's just, I say that I'm a part of the technology age as far as hit me online about it, you know, and that way I can go to your website and I can see what's up there and check it out. But I'd like to go to you, Boss Lady, as a promoter. You said that, you know, there's a secret to it. Now, you know, as I just pointed out, coming out, you know, as I'm walking quickly by you to out of an event, or coming out to a flyer on my windshield, I mean, is that the way you suggest it? Or when you're sending your folks out there to pound the pavement, is there a way that they can approach people that kind of yields better results than what I just said?
Yeah, because what it is sometimes when, like, when you're coming out, sometimes those flyers stick to your windshield or whatever, and that is kind of irritating with them to a lot of people. So I don't put them on windshield. And the people that I get to promote with me, I make sure that, like, if they want to do it at a club, they're doing it. They're going to be out there around the end part of the club or whatever when people coming out, and they're going to hand it to them in their hand as they're in the parking lot or whatever. And it's not going to be something that's so far in advance that you're going to forget anyway. It's going to be within, like, that week's time, maybe that weekend or the next weekend or something like that. But, like, some people just be so anxious to do things, they don't really know how to go about doing it. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I do it for my artist, I have an artist. I promote, and I'm the assistant to Jay Rush. And when I, you know, pass out his CDs and his music, I don't just hand out, like, flyers, though. I hand out other stuff that people may be interested in or whatever. But there's a lot of times where I ask them first. Even with handing out my business cards, I was like, you know, do you mind? I don't just stick it in people's hands, forcing them to take it. Because when you're asking them, then it's going to make them look at it and be like, okay, what is it that she's giving me or whatever.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, like, bless the little fella's heart. Like, I'm walking out of this play, and you're handing me a New Year's Eve party thing? Like, come on, son. Like, that's, you know, y'all went to print too soon on this event. Like, I'm not going to remember
right.
it, you know?
And that's just doing
so,
too much. Like, that's really doing
yeah.
too much because you're not going to have no kind. You're not going to, it's not an effect to that because if you doing it 2 months in advance, there's a whole lot of things going on between that 2 months time or 1 month time, and people not going to remember about your event. Because it's not going to be important,
it's
not going to be relevant.
Really? Because it was the beginning of October. So you figure, oh, the rest of October, I got to get through Halloween, take my baby trick-or-treating, got to get to November and Thanksgiving, big Christmas, and then your New Year's party. No.
Yeah, see, now with that, like when you do street team promoting, what you do is the street team part comes at the time, around the time that the event is about to occur. Any other thing, like I do a lot of online and, like, I do so much online. I got 2 Facebook pages. So it's like I do a lot of online, a lot of Facebook, Twitter, and all the other sites I go on. I do all that first, and I do that constantly. And then you do the email blast within a couple of weeks. And then within, like, around the time the event comes, then that's when you do your street marketing.
Okay. Now, do you also think – you see, another issue, too, is that, like, if I'm your Facebook friend and maybe I'm in your group or something like that, if you blow me up, I'm going to stop paying attention to, and I probably will hide you from my feed so I can't see anything you say, and then you're out of gas. So do you think that, you know, how do you approach that aspect of it, too? Maybe I'm just funny, but, like, if I'm getting too many emails from you about stuff, I don't want to come because I'm suspect of your event because you talk about it too much. Like, you don't have anything else to do. All you talk is putting this event in my email box, you know, and I'm annoyed now. So what about that?
Right. A lot of people do, like, there is such a thing as too much promoting. It's like, then now everybody aggravating. Like, you know what, I'm not even worrying about this. I'm not even going to this because they really just aggravating. And if I go, they're probably going to aggravate me at the event. So, you know, I know, I understand because I was getting it a lot too. So I had to go in and edit my settings so it wouldn't go to my email. So because I would get, like, one person would post, like, 10 times in one group within 5 minutes. And I'm like, this is crazy. So I edited my settings, and then whenever I feel like going, looking at whatever anybody got going on, then I'll go and do that. But, like, I mean, I'll say if you're going to promote it in a group or whatever, do it, like, once a week. You know, nobody want to see, or once every 2 days or so. But not
okay, well,
all day, every day.
I'm glad it's not just me, because that's my pet peeve, and it'll get you hidden or deleted or something because, you know. Okay, so it looks like we have another guest who's joining us on the line. Din Cut Ray, are you with us?
That's pretty cool. We need tables for them still? Hey, are you there?
Yeah, is this Din Cut Ray?
No, this is his partner, Sakar. Okay, Cynthia, I'll call you back in like 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
How you guys doing? This is his partner, Sakar Aha. I'm with Atlanta Hip Hop Day and MC War. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're calling from, and then if you could weigh in your thoughts on tonight's topic, which is street team marketing still an effective tool?
Okay. All right, my name is Sakar Aha, and I'm part of what's called MC War, and we also do an event that we just launched what's called the first annual Atlanta Hip Hop Day, and in which we'll be doing it in a couple of different markets in 2012. You know, we're doing it in Newark, we'll be doing Newark Hip Hop Day, we'll be in Oakland, et cetera. And my partner, his name is Din Cut Ray, he was on the phone earlier, and basically we have a company, MC War. What we do is we put on MC battles. We got a lot of footage on, like, hiphopblog.com, Worldstar. You know, and we have our own website, mcwar.com. And, you know, we've been definitely been doing in the streets with this event for, you know, years now, 9 years building the brand. If you may have seen the logo, it looks like the NBA, Major League Baseball, but it's a guy holding a microphone. And the street presence is like really integral to what we do, because it's always been a situation where, you know, it's funny, I was hearing you talk about, you know, when the flyers and stuff like that should take place. And that's what we used to do. We used to, when we first started MC War, we started a club called Chaparral in Atlanta, Georgia. And we used to do it at, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it's funny to me. The club was a gay Mexican club, right? And on Thursdays, we'd do the battles there, right? You know what I'm saying? And we used to get a nice crowd, like, you know, 300, not 1,000 people, but, you know, it's an MC battle. So, you know, this back in 2002, we'd be getting average like 300, 400 a night. You follow what I'm saying? Every week. And basically that was our game plan. Like, you know, when we first launched it, a week before the event, paper flyers, cardboard flyers. And, you know, and then we just always stood with that regimen. You know, we would do, like, we've done stuff like, we love the street stuff. Like, we did a barbershop tour last year where we did battles in the barbershops all throughout Atlanta, Bankhead, Candler Road, 1999 Candler Road, Big Boys Barbershop. We did East Point off of, I forgot the name, but something with a D, either which way. But it would be the same thing. A week before the event, you know, we paper fly in the streets, you know what I'm saying, and getting good turnouts, you know. So now, with the advent of the social networking, Twitter and Facebook, it's it just adds on. I still think the street stuff is important because it's like it allows you to go ahead and go out there and network, get people's phone numbers, and then that presence, you know what I'm saying, you know, to me, it's still very valuable. You know what I mean? Even just now, even with the Atlanta Hip Hop Day, we did a lot of street team work, and it ain't always even like, it ain't always necessarily even just handing flyers out. It's just being in the right place at the right time. You know, we wound up getting a lot of exposure for the event because they wound up just happening to do, the Occupy Atlanta thing right there, the Occupy, like, Wall Street thing right there smack in the park that we were doing the hip-hop day. And it's like, that's promotion. You can't pay for that type of promotion, you know what I mean? So no matter what happens this weekend, we know we're going to have a whole lot of people that support, the Occupy Atlanta movement, and we're going to have a lot of people out that want to see the artists like, you know, Saha the Prince, Young Dro, Africa Bambaataa, so on and so forth. So I don't know. What I do know is that I love the street thing, you know, street team thing. There was even a point where we used to actually, I don't know if y'all, into graffiti at all, but used to do the postal stickers on the graffiti. They used to graffiti, you know, like do the one-line tags on the postal stickers and stick them up all over the city. We used to actually do that with MC War when we first started. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple different graffiti heads, young guys that was getting launched and stuff like that, you know, just starting their career or whatever. And I just hand them like a stack of the postal stickers, MC War, all over the city, you know what I'm saying, all over the train system, et cetera. We had somebody do a piece. There used to be a center called the Civic Center where they used to let the graffiti heads kind of put up pieces, without it being an issue with the law. And we had a cat put up a big MC walkie. So, I mean, so, yeah, so that's creative ways that you know, I think was successful because a lot of people, at least in this city, are familiar with the brand, and it was because of things like that. I think, matter of fact, our street presence is way more powerful than our web presence. Like, you know, even on YouTube, we might have, like, a couple of 100,000 views or whatever. And, like, Twitter, we got some followers. Like, it's less than 1,000, but tons of people know the brand because, you know, V103 doing stuff like that, doing the battles live on the radio. So, you know, yeah, you want to, and that's what we're doing now is, like, shifting and attempting to shift more into the social networking and trying to be more active in that. But my point is you can be successful, you know, with, you know, with the street team work, you know. Matter of fact, I don't know if y'all know Showbiz. He's real big out here. You know, like a lot of times when cats drop their albums, you might see him with the signs. Like, you know, they hold the signs like the picket line and stuff like that. You know, with, you know, whoever it is, who, you know, they did a real good Alley Boy movement out here. Alley Boy Matter of fact, Alley Boy is the perfect example of street promotions because he's very popular. Yeah, he got a lot of popularity off of World Star because he beat up what's that guy's name? The dude that used to be with Grand Hustle or whatever. I forgot his name, but they beat him up, and of course that got him real popular. But outside of that, you know what I'm saying? Like these guys are like hitting the streets, like they got the stencils. They got the stencils. They'll hit the stencil and they're just spray painted real quick. You know what I'm talking about? Like this, and this is stuff happening right now. So showbiz is from like the 90-94 era of New York. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how, you already know if y'all was up top at all when people was dropping albums, how crazy it'd be coming down, what's it called? Henry Hudson, you know what I'm saying? They have the posters all over the place, so on and so forth. So he's from that era and he still utilizes those techniques, and he managed to land Alley Boy in them a multi-million-dollar deal with Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? I could do the research. He has a multi-million-dollar deal with Atlantic, and if you look at his video, the video is called Throw It Up. That's his biggest single thus far. It's called Throw It Up by Alley Boy, and I mean, it might have like 100,000 views. Like, that's nothing when you got Soulja Boy, getting a deal because he had a million YouTube views. You got Tyler the Creator with 10 million, you follow what I'm talking about, views on that video he got or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know about Tyler the Creator having a million-dollar deal. He might, but I'm just saying I don't know. But I'm just saying, and this is something Showbiz was building with me about because they used those old-school techniques to help land him that deal. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go through the hood of Atlanta, they know Alley Boy. You know what I'm saying? So, and that still has some value. So, that's basically my take.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. I am your girl, Pebbles, holding it down tonight with our founder and visionary, Poetic. And we are discussing whether or not street team marketing is still an effective tool. We are going to go to a break. If you want to get in on this discussion, you can call 213-559-2995. If you want to join us in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. We are going to hear a song from Quote featuring Rick Ross entitled I Want You. So this is Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Quote, and here's my new hit single, I Want You. Keep it locked on hiphopnationalradio.com.
We can love it tonight.
Yeah. Ricky.
Rosé.
I know what you got, baby.
Maybach music.
Shawty sexy as she wanna be. Say she got a man, but her eyes say she wanted me. Shaking that in front of me. Ain't no point in playing, I can take it where you wanna be. Baby boy the man, and I never been a wannabe. On the California beach, Polly out in Malibu. Whole nother tax bracket, $1 million attitude. Crib, I could bowl in. Women, I control them. Lot of money in hell, hundreds, I could blow them.
You sitting over there, girl.
This is his record.
So remarkable. Got every woman in the club looking real uncomfortable. Yeah. Said she had a man, but I ain't give a damn. I just wanna get with you, girl. Said she wanted me, didn't wanna leave. Felt the same way about her.
Felt the same way.
about her.
Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblanket.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jam It or Slam It competition. Jam It or Slam It is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that 1 out of every 3 women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're just now joining. You are Locked and Loaded, the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. It is your pinch hitter, Lady Di. Can't see my girl Pebbles go out like that. She was really trying to be a trooper and a soldier and holding it down, and she was doing a fantastic job, but I can tell that she is just feeling under the weather, so we are definitely going to wish her Godspeed to getting back to healthiness and
I am going to jump in the pilot seat from here for the remainder of the evening. So hope that you guys had a fantastic week, and welcome to Family and Friends Friday. We are so excited and delighted to have you with us, and thank you, thank you, and thank you. So, Poetic, help me get caught up to speed. Who do we have on the line?
We have Dan Cutray, Terry Cow.
Yeah, who? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, Poetic.
His name is Dan, starting with a D, Dan Cutray. We have Jennifer McSquade and Terry Carroll online with us right now.
All right.
And E. Walter Smith as well. E. Walter Smith as well.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Interesting. So, good evening. I love when ladies come on the line because it always helps bring the balance. How are you doing this evening, Jennifer? I'm so delighted to have you on Hip Hop National Radio. Glad that you could play with us on this fabulous Friday. How are you this evening?
Good. And thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, actually. So, I know that you have definitely, I know you've been helping lead us down the right path with tonight's topic and subject matter at hand, and I just wanted to go to you first because I always like my ladies when they join the line, because Poetic beats up on us around here, and so it's nice when we have other ladies to kind of hold it down with us, and I love my fellas too, but it's something special about the ladies. So I'm glad that you joined tonight, Jennifer.
Well, thank you so much. I am actually calling from Boston.
Okay.
And I'm such an honor to be associated with E.W. Smith there in the Tenderness Campaign.
Okay.
And, I was just fortunate that, you know, he enjoyed one of the songs that I wrote for the domestic violence. And I'm just so honored to be a part of that. But as far as chiming in on the street team, I would just like to add one other thing to that talk.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Well, what I found, you know, I think the posters, the business cards, all that is essential. But even more so, it's just getting out with the public. And I'm not sure how Atlanta is, but up in Boston.
Poetic, whatever you're saying, you're interrupting the guest. Could you please mute your line? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Okay.
No, that's all right. But up in Boston, what I found is actually taking it to the street. And so I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I have a portable system that I can take out into, you know, the Boston Public Gardens, and I can perform out on the street. So when I'm performing out on the street, then I have my posters and business cards. And if the people walking by, you know, enjoy what they're listening to, then, of course, I welcome them to just pick up a poster or a business card and see what's going on, rather than force the issue. And
right.
So that way, if they enjoy what they're listening to or they're curious, they'll come up to you. And it's a great way to just connect with the audience and connect with people. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, no, that was a great ad, and I appreciate you, Jennifer, and kudos to you for being a part of such a fantastic campaign. I love the Tenderness Campaign myself, big fan of it. And, you know, you brought up something that is so key in tonight's topic, and that is simply, you know, when I think of street team marketing, it comes in so many different facets. And so even though you don't necessarily have, like, you're not, like, in your analogy, you just used an example, it's not like a street team that's going out and handing them to everyone. Yours is more up close and personal, which I love, but it's still, like you said, taking it to the street. So it is still kind of that street marketing, and that's what I really want us to kind of get down and dirty with tonight as far as the topic is concerned, because the majority of the folks listening in our listening land are aspiring, unsigned artists who are trying to make their way to the top. And so I want to go over to, you know, E. Walter Smith, because I don't know that I've had the pleasure recently. I've had so many guests that come on talking about the Tenderness Campaign, but to actually have you on here, I am just excited. So good evening, Mr. Smith. I feel privileged. I'm glad I joined the line. Good evening.
Well, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. You go ahead.
Well, again, it's an amazing privilege to be a part of this radio show, because like I was saying earlier, it touches so many people, not only in the Atlanta area, but all over the country, and I'm even finding all over the world. And so, you know, with what which I'm doing with the campaign is something that is very important. I'm glad that Jennifer got an opportunity to chime in, because she's been a big part of you know, keeping this project alive, and the type of thing that she does, the type of music that she does, is a folk, country, kind of real earthy, you know, kind of alternative kind of thing that I typically, you know, would never listen to. But having a project like this, I'm able to, you know, bring in all kinds of genres and make this project very special. And again, to her point about, you know, taking it to the streets. I mean, at the end of the day, again, you know, we're humans, we're people. You know, we live and breathe to touch and inspire and motivate and hold on to and love each other. And, you know, social media and Twitter and all the other kinds of technology-based, you know, kind of marketing tools are great. But at the end of the day, when you're trying to build a career, it's a matter of groups of people just, you know, wanting more and more of you, trying to get as close to you as they possibly can. And that human touch, you know, feeling the breath as you sing the song, hit them on the face, you know, that kind of thing, if they can get that close, is really what this thing is all about. And so, you know, street teams and live performances in the street is what, you know, is going to allow, you know, we as musicians and artists to really, you know, make the impact that, you know, inspired us, you know, from the get-go. And, you know, and the more of it, the better. And if you can use the other tools to kind of allow the message to, you know, have legs, then that's great. But I think, you know, at its core, you've got to be able to get out there and touch the people and have them touch you, because it's, you know, that's what it's all about.
I like that. So let me ask you a question, because, like I said, I've become a big fan just from hearing it, and I will have you know, you would be proud to know that we've actually had someone who's been tied to the project on every show for at least the last 2 weeks, and so they are really excited about the campaign. And I just wondered if you would take a moment to let people know how they can get involved, because I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get invited to this campaign. But I'm gonna let it go this time. So I'm waiting on volume 2, and I just want to make sure my name is up there next time. But go ahead, tell people how they can get engaged.
Well, right off the bat, if you go to alittletenderness.com. alittletenderness.com. That's where you can download the free ebook that talks about, you know, the different signs of domestic violence and abuse, and how you can recognize them, and what you can do if you find it happening at your job, what you can do if you find it happening, you know, when you're out and about and just, you know, going about your daily walk in life, and what you can do when it happens in your home and you're the actual victim, and what to do after you've gotten out of that situation. You're now a survivor. Now what? What are you going to do next? You know, we've got a number of workshops and prayer breakfasts and financial literacy programs, and we've got a big holiday, a number of holiday programs coming up, you know, for both Thanksgiving and the Christmas season. We've got, you know, tenderness for teens that we're putting together right now. We've got golf tournaments and celebrity basketball games, and just, you know, all the kinds of things that, you know, real organizations that are really trying to make an impact, you know, do. And we're trying to be the actual go-to people, you know, when it comes to finding solutions for domestic violence and abuse. And when you go to the website, you'll see all the different kinds of things that are available for you, know, that the compilation piece is again, I can't talk about it enough because it allows me to, you know, have access to this incredible talent, you know, about an incredible cause that touches one of four women anywhere in the world and bringing an awareness to it that it is indeed a problem, that it's okay to speak out against it. It's something that's empowering, it's something that's motivational, and it's something that inspires others to, you know, maybe make a difference, you know, in their home and in their community, in their workplace, in their world. And, you know, again, littletenderness.com is where you can go and find out more about it. You can download the project. At this point, it's only $5. It's tax deductible. It has 20 songs on there. The 20 songs are amazing. It's one of the first projects you'll find where once you press play, you'll love everything that you hear. It might not be what you normally listen to, but by the fifth or sixth note, it's like, well, this is kind of cool. I really knew I liked country music, but this is kind of hot. I knew I liked a guy who does folk stuff out of Calgary, Canada. I never knew I was going to get with this girl out of Texas who does punk rock and roll thing, talking about hope. You got Jennifer doing it. I mean, it's an amazing diversity of music from literally all around the world. And
I love it.
You know, yeah, and you'll love it. So littletenderness.com, it's only a $5 download for 20 songs. It's tax deductible. Come on.
Wow, littletenderness.com. I'm there. You had me at hello. We are definitely fans of the Tenderness campaign, and whatever we can do to help support it, we want you to know that we have your back. And you know, we need to do it anyway, because we have been talking about getting some of the songs on the show so that we could jam them during our listening sessions throughout the show. So we're excited about, again, partnering with you and assisting in your efforts, and just a big kudos to you for even recognizing it and being willing to champion it and be a leader to raise the awareness. So thank you for all of the definite hard work that you're doing. And, again, any way we can help you, we're glad to do that. So thank you for being here tonight, and we will continue. Go ahead.
I just want to say that thank you so much for supporting the effort. You know, this is, I think one of the main reasons that it's doing what it's doing is because I'm not doing it alone. I've got people like Jennifer. I've got people like some of the other folks that have chimed in, you know, over the past couple of weeks. I've got Sean just, you know, knocking down doors and making sure that we get heard. I've got, you know, a great team in play. Bridget C. Lewis, who, you know, is our Twitter queen. I mean, she is ridiculous with Twitter, ridiculous with Facebook and the website. I mean, it is definitely an integral part of what we do. Don't get me wrong, you know. And we've got the guy who founded the Beverly Cunningham outreach program. Just a quick 30 seconds on him. Imagine this. Just keeping it real. Imagine this, because this is the foundation of why we move forward with this campaign. Imagine if you are if you're training for the Secret Service. You're a security professional. You've had jobs where you've covered dignitaries and Fortune 500 executives and what have you, and now you're training for the Secret Service. You come home off a training break and you're at home. You're in bed, sleep, you're at home. And you hear your mother say, "What are you going to do with that gun?" And the gun goes off. You jump out of the bed. You go to the room. And you see your stepfather standing over your mother, and the gun is smoking, and your mother is slumped over the side of the bed, blood all over the walls. You know full well you can take this cat out right then and there, because you've got the training, your gun is with you. But, of course, the shock of that, and your training jumps in, and where, you know, you just, quote, do the right thing. But that man not only kills his mother, he kills his career. So all he has, because, you know, of course, having access to all the different, you know, prisons and just, you know, areas that nobody else can get into unless you are Secret Service, they couldn't hire him because they know that he'd probably go get the guy who killed his mom. So his mom dies, basically, as he lays next door. his career gets killed, once his mom gets killed. So, you know, his whole motivation is making sure that her dying is not in vain. So when I heard the story, you know, if you, you know, see his video and all of that, you know, you can't help but get involved and make sure that that his mother's living was not in vain, and that hopefully, you know, your impact and your not allowing that kind of craziness to happen on your watch will be enough to keep somebody else from having to experience that, and you know, and to really, you know, give somebody some hope. So, you know, like I said, you know, I appreciate, you know, you give me some accolades moving forward with this, but you know, I'm standing on a lot of shoulders, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm proud to, you know, have folks get behind it as they are.
Oh, well, thank you so much again for participating tonight. For those of you who are just joining, you are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. This is Lady Di holding it down with the Dream Team Poetic on the ones and twos, and Sean Deckel is on board, along with our sick Georgia Peach. She's still sweet, but just a little under the weather. Pebbles was holding it down, and I appreciate everything that you do and the person that you are, young lady, and I hope that you feel better. Tonight we are talking about the importance or lack of, if you're not with it, of street team marketing and how important it is to really take it back to the streets. And that lovely voice you heard was E. Walker Smith talking about something that's very important. It's the Tenderness Campaign, and just for $5, you can get 20 songs just by going to alittletenderness.com. So we want to make sure that we download that and support such a great, great cause. I understand Mike Neely has joined the line. I want to say good evening to you, sir. Thank you for participating. And I want to go to Terry. Is Terry still on the line? Terry.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You know, I love it when the women are around. How are you? How's your whole week been? Just tell me a little bit about what's been going on, young lady.
Wow. Well, it's really been quite an eventful week. Just a little bit about, I'm calling because I'm also an artist on the Tenderness Campaign compilation CD.
Nobody
called.
Poetic, mute your phone. I'm sorry,
no.
Poetic. Please mute. Go ahead.
If you would text me his number, that way I'll know, because I'm not, I don't see his number. Nobody raised their hand.
Wow. Poetic, could you please mute your line? It's like every time I talk to somebody and he wants to talk to somebody,
right.
Mute. Wow, having his moments tonight. Go ahead. I'm so sorry, Terry.
It's okay.
You were saying you're a part of the campaign, and go ahead.
Right, and actually my song Happy is the gospel song on the compilation CD, and about 2 weeks after the song was chosen for the compilation CD, my great-nephew, 3 years old, was a victim of domestic violence, beat to death by his mother's boyfriend. So, and did not know that at the time, obviously, that we were, you know, becoming a part of the compilation. So this project means a whole lot more to me now than it did even when the song was chosen, which I was very excited about anyway. So it's just a pleasure and more like a mission now to be a part of the Tenderness Campaign and to bring attention to domestic violence and anything that we could do as far as shedding light on it. And we're also trying to do some, bring more attention to changing laws to have harsher punishments for people who continue to do this behavior, repeat offenders, because the person that murdered my great nephew was a repeat offender. So we want to just bring attention to this because, I mean, he just was out and out and out. And he was just destined to kill somebody. And we just need to do something about this kind of thing. And that's why I'm very excited to be a part of this Tenderness Campaign.
Well,
looking
thank
forward
you
to everything.
So much.
Mm-hmm. And
yes. Go ahead.
Also, as far as weighing in on the subject of street teams, I am a 2-time Stellar Award nominated gospel recording artist, and so I've been on a major gospel label before, and now I'm an independent artist, so I can say, from being in the mainstream and now being an indie where you have to do everything yourself, Street Team is absolutely, you know, still a very important tool, as well as a lot of other things. Social media, of course, like you guys were saying before, but you have to put all of it together to have a successful campaign because you are your product. You as the artist and your ministry or your music, whatever it is that you do, if it's film, if it's, you know, a book author, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you have to market and promote yourself, so you have to use every tool. And one thing that I learned as being a mainstream artist, you know, on a label, is that they do all of that stuff for artists, but what I'm in a unique position in that I'm standing in the middle between being indie and having been a mainstream artist, and I know that it's best to use the best of both worlds and use all the tools that you can. So I think that, you know, Street Team marketing is absolutely viable and used as one part of a successful marketing campaign, you know, it can definitely be effective for you.
Wow. Well, we appreciate that. Well, we will definitely be talking to you a little bit later on in the show, Terry. Thanks again for joining us. I really appreciate you sharing and opening up and telling us about your story. You know,
thank
our hearts,
you.
Prayers are definitely with you and your family because, you know, what people don't realize is that whole grieving process is everybody goes through it a little bit differently, but I tell you, it's kind of like when you lose the loved one, that pain never goes away. And so I'm glad that you guys have found a way to channel that into something so positive as this tenderness campaign. So thank you for all you're doing. And again, we definitely will keep you all and your family lifted up in prayer.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, we're at the top of the hour, ladies and gents. That's right. And so that means we get to listen to some great music. And, of course, it's Lady Di's favorite part of the show. We have hot topics on the other side of this music and a commercial break. So thank you for being locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. And we are going to listen to Pit Boss, and we're going to do it big right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
You know what?
It's your boy Pit Boss, Cash Gorilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy Pit Boss.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceover,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
CD commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Are you... You know what?
It's your boy, Pit Boss.
Hey. What's the deal, homie? Cash Gorilla Records. P.I.P.
It's that boy, Pit Boss, baby.
D-Tab represented, stand up.
97.9 the beat.
It's time to reckon the game, baby. Come on, Cash Gorilla Records, I'm reppin',
reppin'
everywhere that I'm steppin',
straight out that Dallas, Texas,
Do it big like a veteran,
yeah.
Ain't no need for no talking, ain't no need for no waiting,
nah.
Money, that's what I need, so money, that's what I'm making. Taking all that I can,
sure.
Taking all that you got,
yeah.
I'm everything that you is, plus everything that you not. The dollar is at my spot,
is something you want to hold. The knowledge is that I'm hot, the knowledge is that you cold. It ain't no option to fold, ain't no option to slip, ain't no option to stop, like it ain't no option to quit. Pockets gotta get thick, my family gotta get fed. Being broke ain't no option, why wouldn't I go and get bread? All bullshit aside, come on, let's keep it real. Tell me how to you feel when you holding them dollar bills. Better than when you broke, I bet better than holding none. That's why big balls got addiction to holding funds. I got a habit of going and getting paid. Increasing my profits, I'm doing it every day. My people do it big, my city do it big. I gotta do it big, cause we always do it big. I'm gonna find the greatest of all time. Shining just a muscle in the clutch when it's clutch time. My people do it big, my city do it big. I gotta do it big, cause we always do it big. When I'ma make my money, looking so stunning. Papa's all on me like bees on honey. And yeah, I do it big like digging for the dirty city. You running with the big dog, I don't chase after that kitty. I chase after that cabbage, like Webby, yeah, I'm savage. From the garage, it's automatic ball like the Dallas Mavericks. I'm a criminal with habits, stay ready for whatever. Man, do your mama's soul, cause there's a hole in your sweater. From the 50 caliber, tomorrow's not on your calendar. Put your watermelon over like Gallagher, for the big pay for my scavenger. And that's for real, all about that mighty dollar bill. If you that stitches, man, get his punk ass out of here. Think it's old in the land of milk and honey. And like phone thugs, this is for the love of money. I say think it's old in the land of milk and honey. This like phone thugs, this is for the love of money. I got a habit of going and getting paid. Increasing my profits, I'm doing it every day. My people do it big, my city do it big. I gotta do it big, cause we always do it big. I'm gonna find the greatest of all time. Shining is a muscle in the clutch when it's clutch time. My people do it big, my city do it big. I gotta do it big, cause we always do it big. And the day it goes by, I don't grind. I understand that hustle, and you gotta do the shine. Got stuck and got a struggle and decided I was fine. My effort is impeccable, they think I'm out my mind. You don't need no special signs, recognize it's my time. Understand that I'm gifted and lyrically inclined. Mentally on a level that you ain't never been on. I'm steadily making moves, heavenly going strong. Everywhere that I roam, every song that I'm on. Guarantee I bring heat on fire, that's what I'm on. I do it for that money, some do it for that throne. I do it for that cash, some just got it wrong. Haters, they throwing stones, but I'm off in my zone. They wanna see me fly, but my game is full grown. They see me putting on real big, not small. Eyes on me, watch the pit, watch the ball, say y'all. I got a habit of going and getting paid. Increasing my profits, I'm doing it every day. My people do it big, my city do it big. I gotta do it big, cause we always do it big. I'm gonna find the greatest of all time. All the shine is a muscle in the clutch when it's clutch time. My people do it big, my city do it big. I gotta do it big, cause we always do it big.
What's up, family? This your boy Kofan. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on hiphopnationalradio.com.
Listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. You are definitely locked into Family and Friends Friday. This is Lady Di alongside Poetic Pebbles, Sean Deckel, and of course Myra Morris is always somewhere in the background holding us down. Big Mike is on the line and a host of others. We are so delighted to have the Tenderness Campaign participants be a part of tonight's show. And we've heard from Terry and E. Walter Smith, and we also have Jennifer on the line with us. And I heard that Slip and Slide has hit the building. Is this Julian, Mr. VP? Julian, have you joined us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm live and direct.
All right. I can hear you now. Okay. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself to all of listening land around the world and tell them where you're calling in from, who you represent, and a little bit about yourself. Go ahead.
My name is Julian Booth. I'm the vice president of Slip and Slide Records. For those who don't know who we are the hip-hop label located in Miami, Florida, who's found and basically produced artists like Trick Daddy, Trina, Plies, and Rick Ross, and most recently Jagged Edge. But more importantly, our new up-and-coming artists like Quote and Mike Bless. And that's about it, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for joining. And since you already have the mic right now, I'm going to go ahead and get your way in on tonight's topic. And we're talking about the importance of street team marketing. And so I would love to hear your thoughts about that. Is it still relevant?
Street team marketing is definitely relevant. The only thing now that has helped, especially up-and-coming artists, is that it's you can actually do it virally. And it is good still, you know, DJs and industry people still like to be able to meet the artists face-to-face, but sometimes you just can't be in another location. But virally, you can almost feel like you're present. So if I don't know somebody, if there's a DJ or if there's an artist, if I'm an artist and there's a DJ in the city who I want to touch, it's so easy now to jump on a Twitter or Facebook or whatever the case may be and start up a conversation with them, get to know them, and literally become friends, become associates, and be able to work that person right from your phone or your computer or your iPad or whatever you're on. So that's the way you can market yourself now literally is from your computer. You know, it's just dedication and consistency that you keep on doing it. But I still think that the traditional way of, you know, going out and meeting people and shaking their hand and getting to know them will never die. It will never be replaced by you just getting an email or a text from somebody. When you meet that person face-to-face and, you know, you have a bond with them, it really helps out, and people will support you if they like and vibe with you.
I like that. Well, thank you so much for joining. Of course, we will definitely be talking more in detail and depth with you and finding out a little bit more about your new artist that you are promoting and all of that good stuff, how people can keep up with you a little bit later on in the show. So thanks for joining, Julian. Before we continue in our discussion, as I alluded to going into commercial break, we were coming up on my favorite part of the show. It's called Hot Topics, and that's when we get an opportunity to talk about any doggone thing we want to. And I tell you, we got some hot ones on here tonight, so make sure Deco Line is open because I know some of these he's just going to love. So I want to open up because some of them are heavy, and I always try to, especially the end of the week, you know, I don't want us to go into the weekend all weighed down. So I'll make sure we end it kind of light, but we got to talk about serious stuff here. Now, the first story is about this African-American man who's been exonerated, finally, of a rape crime that he didn't even commit, and he's been locked up for 30 years. I want to talk about it. Open up some lines. Deco, I want you to start it off. What do you have to say about this, Deco?
Where's my money?
Well, he's going to get
want
that
everything.
But
I want to be sitting in the White
money?
House.
Is it going to give him back his 30 years?
No. Nothing can give him back that. But,
okay.
But hold on. 30 years is gone now. I mean, what else can he do at this point? I mean,
right.
You can't go beat somebody up. You can't, I mean, like I said, at this point, and I feel bad for him, but where is my money? I want the White House. I want everything. You know, I want my kids paid for college. My grandkids' college paid for. I want everything. Because pretty much
okay.
I've lost everything.
Okay.
And you said
open
he was 30? It was 30 years he was locked
30,
up?
30 years. Open up Big Mike
wow.
line. I got to see what Mr. Mike Neely is thinking about this. What's your thoughts about this, Big Mike?
Yeah. Well, my thoughts about the young man that got 30 years and got out, first of all, state law stated when he got arrested, if he was working, they have to pay him back all the money he missed while he was working.
Wow.
One. But it's the law. Two, for him, I think the judicial system is messed up for the arrest of men for a crime he didn't commit. But that just shows you how stereotypical society is. All it takes is one ignorant person to say something, and then the whole people turn the other cheek for him to being arrested. Case in point, there was a young dude, an 18-year-old boy. He saved he saved a white woman from being robbed from other white guys. A witnessed it, but said the black dude was trying to rob her. 18 years old, as of this day, he's still in jail.
Wow.
But he didn't commit the crime.
And then you wonder why people see stuff happening and just turn their head and kind of mind their own business, because you never know what type of repercussion that you're now faced with, and he was trying to help somebody. That's sad. That's really sad. Thank you both for your comments.
It's kind of messed up. There's no right or wrong way to handle anything when it comes to the legal system, because it may be right on your side, but on the other side, it's wrong. So
exactly.
You know.
It goes here and there. It's hit or miss these days, and that's the sad and scary part. So, E. Walter Smith, I got to ask you this now. I know I'm not the only person that heard that this man, I'm not even going to, I'm very respectful. I'm not going to call him out his name. So I'm just going to say, man, this man who started this mess May 21st has come back in again to say today was supposed to be the end of the world day. So I got to ask you, E. Walter Smith, I mean, come on, talk to me. I mean, what are you feeling about this? Mr. Smith? Did we lose E. Walter? Okay, we're gonna slip and slide over to Miami. Julian, come on, let me know how you're feeling about this. Julian?
Honestly, you're going to have to bring me up to speed. I'll be locked in the studio. I got no Google what's going on.
That's okay. So basically, this guy, May 21st, said the world was supposed to be coming to an end, and all of these people believed them. They took their money out the banks and doing all of this is my last day type stuff, so I wanted to always do X, Y, and Z. And so, okay, that blew over, and then here he was on Good Morning America again today talking about he messed up, but today is actually the day. And, you know, so we might be looking at our last couple of hours, according to him, because he said the world was supposed to end today. So I just want to get your take on this, Julian.
Honestly, I wouldn't waste 5 minutes even listening to somebody like that. You know, for whatever reason that he may be right, man, as long as you have, you know, your peace with God, whatever day it is, it is. You know, we can do about it. So I live every day like it's my last day. And just enjoy life, man. I got no time to worry about what he's talking about.
I like that. Well, let me switch over to one of my ladies. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, I just want to get a quick weigh-in of what your thoughts are about this. You know, they said, now see, I didn't say that, but the media said when the crazy man, Harold Crampton character, made himself look like a total nut job last May, with his claims that he knew the exact day the world would end, he didn't let it go. So here he is again saying that the world was supposed to end today. So, Jennifer, what are your thoughts about this?
She dropped off.
Oh, did she? Okay. Is Terry still on?
Terry also dropped off.
Okay. So I lost all my ladies. See, that's what happened. Tisha's sick. I mean, you know, she's sick and not feeling well.
You holding it down.
You know how that is. But, Deborah, what are your thoughts about this guy?
No man knoweth the time of day. So if he's saying he know it, I guess I'm safe.
I like it. Well, you know, here's something else that I found interesting. People are so disappointed, I'm going to use that word, about this whole NBA stuff, that they did this poll on the greatest black sports movies of all times. And so I just thought that it would be cool just to get one of your favorite sport movies. What's yours, Deco?
And it's funny you asked that. I was just looking for this movie the other day because of the NBA. I was like, well, let me go find this movie. And plus, I was on a conference call with Julius Erving for this golf course we're buying up here in Atlanta. He used to be the owner of it, so I had to make a conference call with him. And remember The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh? Does anybody remember that? Maybe I'm telling my age with that one. But
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
If you've never seen it, go see it.
Wow.
It is the silliest. But Dr. J starred in it. That was one of my favorite, because it was one of the first sports movies I ever seen in my life. So that's probably why I like
wow.
it, you know, so much.
Okay. Awesome. Poetic, I know you're not really all into sports as much. I mean, we have to drag you into it. But do you have a favorite sports movie of all time?
No, not really.
Why am I not surprised? I'm so the sports person on the show. It's like, wow. Okay. It's cool. It's not a big deal. Let me go to Big Mike. Big Mike Neely, do you have a favorite sports
movie? Can you repeat
movie?
That?
Do you have a favorite sports movie?
No.
No.
I'm not a big sports fan.
No wonder you and Poetic hang out together. That's what I mean. Hey, no problem. It's okay. It's okay. Mr. Julian?
Favorite sports movie?
Yeah.
Man, there's a whole bunch of them. Above the Rim.
That made the list, by the way. That made the top list. Okay, so you got some. Okay.
And there's one more. Even though I'm not a big football fan, there was one with Denzel Washington, the Titans.
Okay. And the other
exciting.
One that one that hit the list that Denzel was a part of was He Got Game. So
okay.
that was interesting. Okay.
Did
well,
Brian
tonight,
Song hit the list?
Who?
Brian Song. Did that hit the list?
No.
That's a good movie.
Nope.
Y'all need to watch that movie.
Okay.
I'm going to get Al to watch that movie. I'm going to get Poetic to watch that movie one day, him and Mike.
Okay, that'll be cool. Well, ladies and gents, because tonight's topic is so important in, I think sometimes even a make or break, especially an aspiring, unsigned artist come up, we are going to conclude Hot Topics. I hope you've enjoyed them just as much as I always do. I want to get right back into the nitty-gritty. We're talking tonight about the importance of street team marketing. And I have to tell you, living out here in Dallas, Texas, you do get an opportunity to see a lot of street marketing. And I have to say this, and this is what I really want to touch on now, and we'll get ready to go around and to the panel to get you engaged in this. But I want to know, we all have agreed that it's important. How important is the street team itself that's pushing the marketing? And I want to start with you, Mike Neely, because this is where I believe can be the make or break, because I've seen some great marketing. They just didn't have the right people pushing it. And, you know, it's something when you trust people to say they're going to go out and lay them on cars and go hit all of the hot spots and pull people in. But if you don't have a team that you can trust, how important is the people pushing the marketing in the street team? Mike Neely?
It's a very important. It's like basically nowadays the marketing on the street team is a lifeline. If you don't have the right people in place, then it won't work out. It's just like making like chicken noodle soup. You got to put the right ingredients in to make it taste right. Because if you put the wrong key elements in, it's going to taste bad. And marketing is the same way. It can make you or break you in marketing.
I like that.
I mean, it's a real big element.
So let me ask you, Julian, because this is a prime example time. You have, you know, some new artists, a new project that you're pushing. And how do you check up to make sure that the street team is doing what they're supposed to do?
Well, you're going to know because I'm somebody who I check in with DJs.
I check in with, you know, tastemakers in the city, and, you know, I'll just ask dumb questions. I'll be like, man, you ever heard of this guy before? And if they tell me no, then my guy ain't doing his job. So it's very easy to check. Like, if I'm not getting a buzz in the city, if people not calling me, telling me, man, I just heard your record in the club, and it's crazy, I need to book them, or I need to have them do a song, that my guy's not doing his job. Like, I need to feel the heat, you know, with what they're doing at the end of the day. And then secondly, again, the viral game is so easy now. Back in the day, and I sound like an old man, like when I used to work with Luke, you couldn't really tell, because there was really no way to check until you got to the city. Now, the viral game is just so big that after every club, somebody's posting something. You can literally just almost check everything online like you were damn near at the club. So now when my street team guy goes, I tell him, I was like, yo, you better videotape you in the club and the record being played and let me see the people, because there's just too much technology now for you just to be able to tell me. Like, I don't want you to tell me anything. I want to see it. I want to see pictures. I want to hear video. Like, you damn near better shoot me a little music video of my record being played to let me know that what you're doing is real. So there's no really way to lie about it anymore to a certain degree, just because of the technology that we have now.
So do you think that viral marketing is replacing street team marketing?
It is a little bit, but, again, a lot of people like to know who you are and shake your hand and look you in the face. You can never take that away than me just emailing you. Like, we could email each other for 10 years and, yeah, we know each other, and that's great, and we change emails and blah, 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 but it ain't nothing like sitting down with somebody, having a drink with them, you know, meeting their family, whatever the case is. When you build that kind of relationship, it's always stronger than just viral.
I like that. I appreciate that. Deco, do you have anything that you want to add, the importance of the people pushing it and you know, how viral versus street is right now?
And what Julian said is correct. I mean, back in the day, it was a harder thing to rein in with, you know, especially here in the South. I mean, we were posting up, you know, working for MCA and then LaFace and all those people, you know, for promoters out there and street promoters to get, you know, boxes of flyers. You couldn't tell, you know, if they were putting them up or not, unless you drove around the whole city of Atlanta and, you know, checked out everything. And not until I got, you know, the group with Diamond and D-Rock and we did Bankhead Bounce was I able to actually feel that pressure that Julian probably feels every day, you know, like wondering, is this cat doing what I'm paying him to do by putting my stuff out? Because I was the guy, you know, running the label and running around the city to make sure the DJs, the, you know, club DJs, the strip clubs, everybody was playing that particular song at that particular time. But he's right about, you know, you got this viral world now that, you know, if I give you a box of CDs or DVDs or whatever it is that I'm promoting at the time, I want to see you videotape yourself handing it to the DJ, and I want to hear it on the song, and I want to see the people in the crowd dancing to that particular song, you know, and then go back outside and videotape the sign, because they got to prove to me before I give up that dollar that they're worth me paying them every time to go promote a song. So, you know, in that case, he's definitely right, and Mike is right. It is definitely the bloodline of, you know, still the entertainment industry. You know, the Chitlin' Tours was started on street marketing to, you know, this bass music started on purely street marketing to hip-hop up in New York, all from the street, and it's got to stay at the street because the street level is always where it's going to be at. That's why they're having Hip-Hop Day in Atlanta. And they're having it in one of the parks that's at the streets, you know. So, you know, as long as we keep that interaction between people live and well, you know, the viral industry will just come alongside of that physical industry. It'll never take it all the way over because then, you know, there'll be no need to have concerts, live concerts and all that other stuff. So this is definitely marketing is definitely here to stay. Street marketing is definitely here to stay. We just got to get a way to get it, you know, to hone it and make it, you know, so everybody's not trying to get over on everybody by marketing, you know, under the cover in different ways.
Got it. I appreciate that. You're just tuning in. Boy, you are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio, and we are talking about street team marketing, and All-Star Cast is on deck as always. We got Sean D checking in from Atlanta. Flip and Slide Records, straight out of Miami, is Julian, who's the VP, and we have Big Mike Neely, who always is a pleasure to have on deck, and Poetic, and Pebbles, and Myra Moe, always in the background holding us down. And want to check in with Pebbles before we go to the line, just to make sure you're doing okay. I didn't mean to come in and just take over everything, but you were sounding like you were trying to recover, and I just wanted to make sure you were all right, young lady. You doing good over there, Pebbles? Pebbles? Yeah, she's probably getting her some hot tea or something. So let's swing to the lines real quick and see if we can catch up with caller 732-552-752. You are live and on Hip Hop National Radio. Good evening. Why don't you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Chris. I'm a cousin of Sean Deckos, calling in from New Jersey. Me, as an up-and-coming artist, trying to create a buzz with me and my group. We believe in putting that footwork in besides, you know, sitting behind the computer promoting, because like they were already touching on, it's better like to try to touch base with the artists so they can feel their fans can feel like, okay, this is what they're doing nowadays and stuff, you know, promotions.
So when you say that you like getting out there in the streets, can you share with us some of the things that you're doing in the streets? Like, are you doing performances? Are you actually just going in clubs? Are you just shaking hands and kissing babies? I mean, tell us exactly what you're doing in the streets when you say that.
All right, when I go in the streets, I'm promoting my CD, letting them know up-and-coming projects. Okay, I'm performing at this different showcase, I'm performing in clubs. You know, pretty much marketing myself and also letting, you know, also at that same token, looking for new talent, too, to work with.
How responsive has it been, and do you feel like the results are where you want them to be at this point?
It has its up and down points because, like, you know, I've come across some people that's like, you know, they're real serious about the game, and then some is like more taking it as a hobby. You know, it's like it's like you work one day and then, like, I have came across people that's like work one day and then want to take a vacation the rest of the week. But I told them, like, if you're really serious and passionate about what you want to do, you got to work hard at it. Because at the end of the day, no one's going to give you anything. You got to go out there, put your 110% into working in the music industry.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Well, make sure that you get an opportunity to, you and everybody else, take this down right now. Make sure you guys go to www.hiphopnational.com. Click on the Jam It or Slam It, fill out that form, upload that music. You need to be a part of this competition so people can hear the music that you have, know the projects that you're working on, because you never know who's on this line. Like tonight, we have the VP of Slip and Slide Records. You unsigned artist, we may play your song, and Julian may like it. You never know what could happen with the likes of Big Mike Neely on the line, Sean Deckel, all these people that are well-connected that can help you get to where you're trying to go. They all show up here at Hip Hop National Radio, and this is your opportunity. The Jam It or Slam It, easy as can be, www.hiphopnational.com. Fill it out, upload that music. You will see all of the details right there, and you got to do it. We'd love to hear your projects and give you constructive criticism and let you see what your competition is and hear what you need to be doing to make sure you're still on your path to success. So we're at the bottom half of our last hour, and we are going to go to some great music. Speaking of Jam It or Slam It, this was one of the reigning champions. His name is simply Kovan, and this one's entitled Call Me. We will be back on the other side to wrap up Street Team Marketing, and don't go anywhere. You like the Loaded to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Yeah, yeah. I go by the name of Kovan. Kovan. That's my single right here. Call me. Call me. Check it out. Check it out.
Everyone, it's your boy OG representing San Diego, California. Make sure to request my song Trying to Get My Phase on hiphopnationalradio.com.
Get my phase on, trying to get my phase on.
This your boy TC, the champion. You know, I support that WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children of all communities. And I want y'all to call and request that new hot, hot single champion. I'm Mr. Dallas, and I approve of this mess.
Right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Live. It is your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Di, alongside the dream team we have on deck, Poetic and Pebbles, who's a little under the weather, our sweet Georgia Peach. I hope she gets better. And, of course, Sean Deckel and Myra Morris, who's always in the background holding us down. She is the Hip Hop National Magazine CEO. And I understand Hector Dino has joined the line. I heard that you're held in high regard, and we're so delighted that you have chosen to dial in tonight. So why don't you introduce yourself and let the great people know a little bit about you. Poetic, he's 404, the 295. Good evening, Hector.
Hey, what's good? This is Lord Hector Diano. How you doing, love?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome to the show. Why don't you tell the people who you are, where you're calling in from, and a little bit about yourself. Go ahead.
Well, a long time ago I came to Atlanta. I'm actually here in Decatur, Georgia. You know what I mean? I've been in Atlanta since 89, you know what I mean? So we're doing our thing here in Decatur, you know, with Dark Town Music Group and Island Def Jam Music.
Okay. Excellent. Well, of course, tonight's hot topic has been all about street team marketing and wondering if it's still relevant and how imperative it is to the success of, you know, a new project. And so I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about that.
Being a veteran in the hip-hop game, the street marketing tool is extremely important. I don't think it'll ever be obsolete, simply because word of mouth is always needed for any venture or any new business that people are trying to get into, whether it be hip-hop, restaurant, family reunion, whatever. You know, people still looking at T-shirts, they're still looking at posters and billboards, things of that nature. So you get your street team together, get your weight up, you know, you got people out there, you know, with the hoodies on and your logo. You know, you got DJs in the club that's still, you know, shouting out the new artists or whatever, you know, things of that nature. It's all relevant, you know.
Well, thank you, Lord Hector. Now, I just wanted, because a lot of our listening land is unsigned, aspiring artists who really, we try to, as we say, you know, all of us, because we're always learning. I'm always in sponge mode where I'm trying to absorb every piece of wisdom and knowledge you all are willing to give and take it in. And so I like for you to talk, you know, to us like we're a two-year-old. So for people who are not veterans like you, who don't really understand the total game in street marketing, you know, and so they wouldn't understand why they need to pay somebody to go out and do this. What does a good street team look like, and what should the expectation be of these artists of them? What should they expect them to be doing, Lord Hector?
Well, the first thing an artist needs to do is we are talking about what an artist would expect from a street team, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first thing an artist should be expecting is to carry out whatever the artist is actually wanting from wanting as far as the overall project. You know, if you just want to impress your neighborhood, then you tell a couple of girls and whatnot. But if you're really serious about your neighborhood and your community, as well as the following that you're trying to establish, then what you want to do is put together your crew. You know, everybody that you kick it with, you know, you guys need to put that whole concept together. And when you've got your concept, you know, you're trying to promote a record, independent release, a mixtape, things of that nature. And you want a professional to do it, then, you know, you might want to make sure you check the credentials of these so-called professionals that are out here, because a lot of the stuff that takes place when it comes to promoting a record or any kind of effort by a hip-hop artist, be it poet, things of that nature, then you kind of want to make sure that, you know, you're dealing with somebody who's reputable, you know, and ways of finding that out is not only from a business card, but actually Google is a very important tool now. We're living in the information age now where if someone tells you they've been doing something for over, you know, 10 or 15 years, then, you know, as soon as they tell you the name of themselves or even their company, then you Google that, you know. You just run to the Google search. People do that on me all the time. You know, a lot of people don't know who I am because a lot of my fan base is overseas. But if you Google Lord Hector Diano, USA, you'll see I have over 1 million hits. I've been in the business for years. And it's simply because the street marketing aspect of this thing has never stopped with me. You know, my hood knows what I'm doing, and their hood's hood knows what I'm doing. Because of the T-shirts, because of the hoodies, because of the hand-to-hand, you know, face-to-face marketing tools that you want to, you know, use. Go out to these nightclubs, get your flyers printed up, you know, put them on the cars, on the windshield, set the alarm off and haul ass. You know what I mean? But these things, it's all relevant, you know, when it comes to street marketing because it's still a grimy business, it is, and it still requires you to put your grind in full mode, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and I was sitting here listening at you. Now, I'm hearing just a little bit of accent. Where have you been all of your life, Lord Hector Diano?
Actually, I'm originally from Washington, D.C. I am a West Indian Israel, you know. So my mom's mother is actually from Barbados. And my mother's father is from the West Bank of Israel, Tel Aviv. So I'm kind of what you would refer to in layman's term as a black Jew. So, you know.
Okay. Well, we are so glad that you chimed in. Now, you already know, being a veteran like you are, you can't come on and just tease us for like 5 minutes. You know you're going to have to come back and actually officially sit on the panel for the whole show and give us some of what you got because I hear it in you, and we need all of that wisdom and knowledge that we're bringing up. So I definitely want you to come back.
Tell my boy Papa Doc, I said, what's good? You know what I mean?
We'll make sure.
Yeah, I mean, tell him I said what's good, and Sean Deco, and everything. And you know, I'm in the building. You know what I mean? I'm always here. I'm always around. And also, got a new clothing line. I'm getting ready to jump off. It's called Icon, the IconShop.net.
Okay.
So you guys might want to check that out. Right now, the site is still under construction, but anything that I'm doing, you can always go to LordHectorDiano.com. You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
And holler at us or whatever, you know what I mean? The Scarecrow will be out on the 27th of this month on iTunes around the world. So, you know.
No, that's right. I see the veteranism in you. You're just getting all of those plugs in. That's what being a veteran is. I like that. You go ahead.
I mean, just holler at the boy when you can. You know what I mean? But I appreciate the format. You know what I mean? Any questions I got, holler at me. Big up to all of the entrepreneurs out there doing their thing, and the young bucks in the business hustling on this thing, you know what I mean? Keep grinding, keep shining, you know what I mean?
Well, don't go nowhere. We're going to get your closing remarks because we're about to get ready to go into our round robin. We're just going to play a quick drop, and then we're going to go into our round robin. So you are listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Quote from Slip and Slide Records. And right now, you just heard my banging new single, I Want You, featuring Ricky Rose. I'm just kicking it right now with my girl, the hostess and the mostest, Lady D.I. and her sidekicks, Pebble and Poetic, on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Now, I like him. Now, where's that song? I need to hear that because I just like the way he sound. He sound like he knew what he was doing. I like Quote. Now, okay, Julian, so you already know that's your homework. Now, you got to bring him back to the show. You know, I have to do this because that's what I do. Julian, you know you got to bring him to the show. So after hearing it, that's another teaser. So now we got to be able to ask him all the questions that everybody's wanting to know the answers to. I need you to do your homework and get him to the show. Can you do that?
That's no problem. Whenever you're ready for him, I'll get him on.
We're ready. Next week is always good. Make it happen. Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, your choice.
Done deal. We'll set it up.
All right. I love it. And then we're going to make sure that we get to hear his song as well. So we're getting ready to do our round robins. This is where we do two things. One, we give our fantastic panel an opportunity to give their closing remarks about tonight's topic, which has been about Street Team and the importance of that type of marketing. And then you also let the listening land know how they can stay connected to you. The only thing that we ask is that you don't give out your phone number, but certainly any type of electronic connections are welcome. So we are going to start. We're going to actually start with you, Julian. Thank you so much for joining tonight. Slip and Slide Records was in the building, and you heard it first because people will be able to go back and listen to the show. He has promised to get quote on next week, so you got to come back so you can hear from him directly. So, Julian, go ahead and give us your closing remarks around Street Team Marketing and let people know how they can stay connected with what Slip and Slide has going on. You have the floor, sir.
You can stay connected. We have slipandslideworld.com. We have thug.com. We have me personally. I'm always on my Twitter and Facebook, Julian Booth. Join with two L's. You know, follow me, I'll follow you back. As far as my ending remarks, at the end of the day, make sure your music is right first, because you can do all the street marketing in the world, but if the music ain't right, you'd be basically just wasting your time. So make sure your music is right first. Make sure you're making the best music possible. When you do that, I'm not sure who was the person that said it, but yeah, your team can be everybody at the end of the day. And everybody around you need to be doing something. If they're really down with you, put them to work. There ain't nobody around me who just hang around just to hang around. Down to my son, he passing out flyers. So everybody needs to be doing something if you're really trying to have a movement. And again, use the internet. It's there. It's pretty much free, and you can really build a viral army if your music is right and if your movement is right. People will fight and go and support you all day long if they really believe in you at the end of the day. That's pretty much it, man. Keep your grind going and just work hard, man. The hard work always pays off.
Oh, we appreciate you so much. Hey, let's hit the lines, too, as we're doing these closing remarks to make sure someone doesn't have something pressing. 404-295. Caller, you're live and on the air. State your name and where you're calling from. 404-295, going once, twice, gone. What about 404-514? 404-514?
Hey, this is Ms. Boss Lady again. I had to call back. I had a conference call.
Okay.
I'm a promoter in Atlanta. As far as my closing remarks on the show, when you're doing the street promotion and everything, just know how to do it, know what you're doing, going about doing it. Make sure you have a strong team. Keep your circle small, very small. My circle consists of one. But if you need to get in touch with me or contact me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Boss Lady, and that's MSBOSSLADII.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you. You'll definitely have to come back. Lord Hector Diano, I just like how that rolls off the tongue. Give me your closing remarks on how people can stay connected, sir.
Well, professionals as well as newcomers to the business can always hit me at info@darktownlicensing.com. That's dark like the sky, licensing.com. That's info@darktownlicensing.com, email. If you want to get in touch with me outside of that, you can always follow me on Twitter. It's Twitter/LordHectorDiano, D-I-O-N-O. As far as the business at hand, I just encourage all of the younger cats out there, as well as the veterans in the business, learn from any mistakes that you make, because you're going to make a lot of them. Nobody's perfect out here, and it's all a chess game, really. Until the fans out there to your community and your following is built and behind your music, and they actually can vouch for what it is you do. You know what I mean? There was a time, believe it or not, when we didn't know who Lil Wayne was or who Fabulous was or who Future was, but their following is what got them in our ears and the radio, you know what I mean? So just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Make sure that, you know, your crew, of course, behind you and whatnot. And like homie said, you know, keep everybody around you working. You know what I mean? Nobody can do it alone. This is why the word network exists. So don't be afraid to network because people can always help you. And just keep grinding. You know what I mean? Keep grinding. And if I can help you out at all, believe it or not, I'm always available to you. Just hit me up on my email and I'll see what I got for you. You know what I mean? But as far as new acts and things of that nature, I'm not looking for any. I am a producer here, but I'm also signed to Goldie Mac Entertainment Management in New York with Def Jam Records. So I'm not really allowed to solicit acts, but if I can help anybody out, it's a wrap. It's a done deal. You got a question, you don't trust your lawyer, whatever, holler at your boy. I'll try to steer you the best way I can. If I don't know, I'm going to call 10 people that do know. All right? That's what's happening.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. We look forward to having you back. And I guess I'll go back to the drawing board since you're not looking for any new talent. I'll have to take my stuff some elsewhere. Deco, what do you have for us tonight as we shut down? Go ahead and give the people your closing remarks and all that you'd share. Go ahead.
Everybody for coming on. I want to thank Lord. Yeah, I'm here. Is my mic open?
Now it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, once again, I want to thank everybody for coming on. I want to thank Lord Hector Diano. He's an old friend of mine. He was the first artist or the second artist on my management company, you know, back in the day, and we went through a lot of shows and a lot of things together, a lot of good times.
Yeah, we did.
And also, Julian, you know, he doesn't remember me, but, you know, we ran into each other a couple of years ago, well, years ago now, back in the day. So we'll get back together. And then all the rest of the, you know, the guests on there, Big Mike, thanks for coming on. And Lady Di, you definitely put it down again. Way to step in for your girl Pebbles. You know, that's how you're supposed to take over when, you know, things are, you know, you feel things are going, you know, that way. So once again, great job on the show. And all the Tenderness program and the campaign people who came on, thanks again for that. And everybody get behind that, you know, that campaign because it's needed in our communities. You know, domestic violence is never right. So, you know, we need to start stepping up as mainly as men and stop that. As, you know, T.I. said, we got to check that, not the women. We'll check it.
Okay.
So thanks again.
Thank you, Deco. Poetic, what do you have for the people before we wind down into the weekend?
I just want to say it's been a wonderful night listening to everyone who have participated in this program tonight. I want to say I appreciate everybody coming through, giving their expert knowledge to our up-and-coming audience, our up-and-coming artists that's who's trying to get in this business and remain in this business. Those who keep it locked here on Hip Hop National, I want to commend you guys for keeping the show going by listening in. Definitely get involved with Jam It or Slam It campaign. It's to help you get abreast and get an audience behind your music. So you just got to go to www.hiphopnational.com/jam it. Fill out the form and become a part of our family. And that's even for loyal listeners. Just come become a part of our family. It's free for loyal listeners and for the Jam It or Slam It people who want to get in the competition. It's a registration fee. I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Lady Di, for working so hard. And Pebbles, I'm hoping that you get well soon. And same with you, Lady Di. I know you had a rough day. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, as always, I've had so much fun playing with you all, and you could have been anywhere on a fabulous Friday night, but you chose to start it off here with us, and we're so appreciative. It does not go unnoticed. Again, I just got to put Julia out there. I'm sitting up here, and technology is something else. I'm looking on the internet at our Hip Hop National page, and Slip and Slide Records is all out there, and I actually see quotes. So JD, he's looking really nice, lady. Somebody's up on their marketing. He's looking good. So we can't wait to hear how he sounds. So Julian has homework over the weekend to get quotes ready for either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, and they will bring us music so that we will actually get to hear his song as well. So I cannot wait. Isn't it exciting? We're already excited about next week. And, of course, Sean Deckel, who has been doing a phenomenal job assisting on the programming team with all of our topics that have been just super fantastic. So keep up the good work. Glad to have you aboard, and I hope that you all have a very safe weekend. I am so ready for it, as Poetic alluded to it. It's been a rough, rough week and an even horrible day. But the day gets better when I get to spend time with you. So thank you for having me. We're going to close with prayer like we always do. And as we wind down into the weekend, do something fun. Love on someone and appreciate the ones that you do have in your circle. With that, we'll go to the throne of grace. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for yet another opportunity to reach out and touch your people. You are always welcome here, for we acknowledge you as our CEO of Hip Hop National, and we always want to be on the decrease so you can ever stay on the increase to keep us covered, keep us grounded and humbled, and be able to do the work of your will in your kingdom, Lord. Touch the Tenderness Campaign and all those who would be impacted and affected by it. It is something that is very critical to our community, and the more that we keep having unity in our community, the better off that we'll be. Thank you for the men that you've allowed to be a part of this movement. I just thank you for great leaders in them, and to allow us to continue being the women that you would have us to be. As we separate from this place, let us never, ever separate from you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let everybody have a wonderful weekend until we meet again. Amen. Have a great night, and Hip Hop loves you, and we can't do it without you. Good night.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.